Okay, now we're going to move on to a new segment called Playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Even when the Giants were at 7-2, no one in their right mind thought they were going to win a Super Bowl this season. Making the playoffs this season is this team's Super Bowl. Can they get there? And how could they do it? Disciple, when you look at the next four games and the competition, the four teams that are competing with them, or the three teams that are competing with them for two spots, that's the Commanders, the Seahawks, and the Lions. How do you see it shaking out come week 18?
It's going to be tough. I mean, the Lions are a better team than their record says. I mean, they're almost 500, and they can win out. I mean, I think the Lions are a huge threat because, you know, they beat the Vikings, who are supposed to be a contender. Are they frauds? I don't know. We also have to play them Christmas Eve, which is going to be hopefully a good game for us. You know, you never know what might happen, but the Lions have the Jets, the Panthers, the Bears, and the Packers, all very winnable games for them. They could end 10-7. And they could take the sixth seed. So I really want to split the last four for the Giants. I mean, it's got to be the Commanders and it's got to be the Colts. Anything besides that?
Does 9-7-1 get them in? And if so, how?
I think 9-7-1 gets you in. I think obviously that one win has to be Washington. And I think you beat Washington and Indianapolis. That puts you at 9-7-1. There's an off chance that they could beat the Vikings if, you know, Kirk Cousins comes out and has one of his Kirk Cousins games where he just stinks up the joint and it's just you need to stop Dalvin Cook. I like our chances. It could happen. We've played well this year at times. I think those two wins get you in, though. And I think that Washington still ends up in if they split. I think they could beat the Browns. The Cowboys have been up and down. I could see them beating the Cowboys. That would put the Cowboys in. And then the Browns win. We're both 9-7-1. The Giants get the 6. Washington ends up in the 7. Seattle, I think, at best is looking at 9-8. And if Detroit goes 3-1, they're 9-8. That tie.
So let's look at these teams real quick. This is from I think it was from NFL.com. The Commanders in their last 8 games are 6-1-1, and the Lions have won 5 of their last 6. Whereas the Seahawks and the Giants have been sputtering. The Giants are 1-4-1 in their last 6, and the Seahawks have lost 3 of their last 4. What do you guys make of the momentum going into the final 4 games? Is that a good thing, or is that meant to change? Is it just part of a cycle of the season?
I mean, I think it's a cycle, but I think Detroit is on the upswing, and with what they have left, they could run a table and go 4-0. But if we beat Washington, them finishing 10-7, they're ahead of us. The Giants would have the tiebreaker on Washington. I think we're in. I don't like. Yeah,
would they have the tiebreaker, Washington, because of its their division and conference record?
How did they do it? Head to head is the first tiebreaker. So if we both finish 9-7-1 and the Giants win this week, that's the tiebreaker.
They're 1-0-1 against them. Yeah.
Now, if you had sat and the Giants had lost and we won this week, the split, the division record would have hurt us, because I think Washington finishes obviously with a better divisional record. So the tie really. We win this week, beat the Colts. The tie may have really worked out for us.
I mean, yeah, it's four teams fighting for, you know, two spots.
I got to think that the Lions are gonna sputter. I mean, they got to go to the Jets. The Packers are still
hopefully
gonna be
the Jets can do us a favor and hold them off. The Seahawks against the 49ers.
The Panthers are a little scrappy.
They are.
You know, the Bears are going to be fighting hard. I think to say that they're going to get to 10 wins. Is a stretch.
But it's not impossible.
They close with the Packers, but at that point in the season, it's a lost year. Is Aaron Rodgers even playing? He's banged up.
They think that Jordan Love is going to request a trade out of Green Bay. I mean, that's another avenue to possibly, look at. But I don't know. That's irrelevant right now. The Seahawks also have a pretty tough schedule. 49ers, Chiefs, and Jets.
Yep.
And then Rams, which are probably going to lose that game. Unless, I mean, Broadway Baker Mayfield coming down. He looked pretty fucking good after only 2 days on the team. So, I don't know. Hopefully the Niners and Chiefs and Jets can win I feel like nothing matters if the Giants lose this game Sunday. Literally exactly. Nothing matters.
Thank
this
you.
Is
thank,
a, this
thank
is
you.
Like
thank
such
you for
a
that
must
segue.
Win.
Thank you for that segue. And so I think the one thing that we can all agree on, moving on from our segment, playoffs,